Today we have lesson number 40 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos. And today we will study the 6th and 7th Mishnah of Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Mishneh Vav and Mishneh Zayin. And in the process we will complete the 9th Perek. And we are continuing to study various aspects of the halacha of gidulei truma. If a person takes a bushel of kernels of wheat truma, plants it in the ground, and now he has a field full of the growth of those seeds of truma, of tfua, which was truma, the gidulim min hatorah amutor. However, midrabanan, the rabbanan made a special gzeira of gidulei truma kitruma, as we explained, which is explained in detail in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Now, one of the things we learned is that other kinds of grain which are osur, besides truma, the gidulim of those other kinds of things, we had a whole list of them back in Mishneh Dalet, are mutar, are chulin. And the top of that list, if you remember from Mishneh Dalet in yesterday's lesson, was tevel. Now, I deliberately refrain from going into detail about what status gidulei tevel does have, because this coming Mishnah, Mishneh Vav, is the place where those details become more explicit. So, the Mishnah says, ha-tevel, if a person has tevel, tevel is tfuah which grew, and is now harvested, and is in bushels, and has become hukba. You have taken it inside the house. You have done miruach, meaning you have smoothed out the top of the bushel, indicating that this is now finished product, ready to be put on the trucks and marketed in the downtown marketplace, etc. So that's, but you haven't given trumos or maestros yet. That's considered tevel. Not allowed to eat it yet under very strict prohibition. Suppose you take that tevel, which is now a finished product. It is now ready for nigmor amalachto. It's ready for trumos or maestros, but you have not yet given trumos or maestros. And you take it, that bushel of wheat, and you plant it. So, gidulav mutorin. What grew is now mutor. What does it mean it's mutor? Isn't it tevel too? Even if it was not gidulei tevel, but just gidulim of non-tevel. Gidulim are mechuyav in trumos and maestros. However, we learned already that before gemar melocha, when it's still out in the field, you are allowed to eat tevel, achilas arai. You're allowed to eat it just a little nash. Take a little handful of grains of wheat and chew them or whatever. What you can't do is eat them achilas keva. Sit down and make a cereal out of them. That you can't do. But achilas arai is mutar. Now you took tevel, which was already gemar malocha. So the tevel, which was planted before it was planted, was also even achilas arai. Now you planted it. So gidulav mutorin, those gidulim amutor in achilas arai, yes, but that's only true bedovar shezaro kole. That's only true with those species where the seeds decay in the ground, like wheat, which decays in the ground. Aval bedovar she'ein zaro kole, something, and then we'll see soon examples, things which do not decay in the ground, those things that even if you took, for example, as we'll see, one of the examples are onions. If you take onions and plant them, onions of truma, I'm sorry, in this case, onions of tevel, and plant it in the ground, that which stays in the ground remains tevel. It's not gidulim. Plant it a second time in the ground, it remains still tevel, as the Mishnah says. V'dovar she'ein zaro kola gidule gidulin asurin. The growth and the growth of the growth and the growth of the growth of the growth remains osur, meaning it is like tevel, tevel shehukba lama'aiser, tevel which is already osur even in achilas arai, even a little nash, a little snatching of a couple of grains of onions, a couple of onions, even that is osur. Ezehu dovor she'ein zaro kole. What are some examples of those species where the seed does not decay in the ground but remains intact? Kagon haluf. Luf is some species of onion. V'hashum, garlic. V'habitzolim, what we know as onions. These are devorim she'ein zaro'om kole. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hashum Kasaorim. Rabbi Yehuda believes that garlic is considered a Dovor Shazaro Kole, which is a leniency, remember? So therefore he says that garlic has a halacha like Saorim, like barley. So says Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but nevertheless, the Rambam explains why does he choose Saorim barley and not Chitim wheat? Because Saorim are very much Zaro Kola. Barley is quick to decay in the ground. So Shum has the same halacha of Saorim. The Rash, in his commentary, says that even Rabbi Yehuda only says Hashum Kisaora. That means if the garlic in question is the size of a saora, the size of a barley grain, then ain zaro kola, then it's like an onion and does not decay in the ground. However, if the size of the garlic is less than a saora, less than the size of a grain of barley, then that garlic will decay in the ground and the gidulim of that shum, of that garlic, will be mutar. So we have finished Mishneh Vov. We continue now to Mishneh Zayin. A related but different halacha. Hamenakesh es hanochri bechosios. Chosios is a general term, a generic term, for those species which are ein zarom kola. We learned in the previous Mishneh, this vegetable called luf, or this vegetable called shum, which is garlic, or this vegetable called bitsolim, which do onions, which do not decay in the ground. So those generically are called, the term in this Mishnah is chosios. So now, these chosios, which are ein zaram kolam, suppose you have a situation where the field belongs to a non-Jew, to a nochri. And you are a Jewish worker, and you're working in the field alongside this guy, or for the guy. Hamenakesh es hanochri bechosios. A person who is doing the procedure of menakesh, which is weeding. You're in the process, and you're weeding out weeds in a field of, let's say, onions. And the process, you see these onions here. So are you allowed to take some and eat them? So the halacha is afal pishe peirosov tevel, because even if these are gidulim of onions are also tevel, but they're tevel in a non-hukba state, and therefore you can eat achilas arai. You can pick up an onion and munch it. Ochel mehem arai. That is the halacha. Now, this Mishnah is following the opinion which holds ein kinyan lenochri be'eretz Yisrael lahafkia min hamase, that if there's a field which is owned by a goy, the goy's ownership does not preempt or cancel the chiyuv of trumos v'maisros. The land is in bona fide Eretz Yisrael. It's right smack in the center of the land of Israel. And therefore, even though it's owned by a non-Jew, by an Arab or a Christian or whatever, it nevertheless has a halacha of Eretz Yisrael, and it's required to give trumos v'maisros. However, these chosios are gidule, at best, they're gidule tevel, and we learned earlier that gidule tevel are osur. However, in this case, they're mutor achilas aroi, because the chachomim were not gozer an iser of achilas aroi on gidule tevel in this situation. A similar halacha is shesile terumo shenitmu. If you have saplings of truma which became tome, so you have these saplings, these shesilim, which what happens is you uproot these saplings, from the gardening grove, and you take them and plant them elsewhere. And therefore, when you're uprooted from the ground, they can be mekabel tuma. They became tuma. And now you took them after they became tuma, and you plant these saplings somewhere else. Shesile truma shenitmu, shesolon, once you plant them in the ground, toharu militame, they're no longer tuma. Once they become connected to the ground, they become botel mitoras ochel, they're no longer considered food, they're now growing plants, and growing plants are not mekabel tuma. So you, this is a way of purifying, so to speak, of negating, of removing the tuma status from these shesilim. However, nonetheless, va'asurin milecho, when they grow, they are, in this case, gidule truma. And in this case, they are gidule truma tumeya. So gidule truma normally would be asur ba'achila lezorim, but mutul kohanim. But since these are adjudged, these are considered by the chachamim as gidule truma tumeya, and therefore a kohen too cannot eat from these, this growth, this shesil. Ad, asurim ilechol, ad, even for what kohen, ad sheyagom esa ochel, until you take the sapling, cut away the edible part of the sapling and leave just the tree or the leaves or the stalk or whatever, which is non-edible. Let that continue to grow until there's a new growth of edible whatever. Then you can eat that new growth. But you first have to be yigom, you first have to cut away that part of the plant which is edible, the ochel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that just one cutting away of that which is ochel is not sufficient, but you have to cut away that which is on the sapling which is edible, wait for a new growth, cut away that second growth, and then the third growth, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then becomes mutar to eat. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. You do not require a cutting away of the second growth, but only of the first growth. And the second growth is mutar ba'achila lekoen. Remember, it still has a halacha. I think it still has a halacha of gidule truma, but not a halacha of gidule truma temeya. I may be mistaken about that. If I am, please contact the OU office and correct me. However, we have finished in the process the entire Perek Tishii, the entire Nanz Perek, and we have concluded lesson number 40.